This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Southeast Janine Larson Dobbins Conservatory of Theater and Dance was recently the site for the world premiere of Unlimited, the music and lyrics of Stephen Schwartz. To learn more, I spoke with Kit Lavoie. He's assistant professor of theater and dance and director of Southeast production of Unlimited, and with Mary McGow. She's a student at Southeast. She told us about the production and the opportunity presented to Southeast Conservatory students. I spoke with them on the television program SE Connect. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. So, Kit, start off first, if you would. Tell us about the show.
Yes, this was a world premiere of a new review of Stephen Schwartz's work. And Stephen Schwartz is truly one of the great composers of musical theater of the last 50 years. He wrote Wicked and Pippin and Godspell and also the Disney movies Pocahontas and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And what he and some of his colleagues were looking to create is a review of his work, meaning a show made up of songs from these other things that he had written. But it's not just a concert of his work, that it really was threaded together in ways that, told a story over the course of the evening. There were a lot of songs that were like solos in the original thing that are duets now in this mm-hmm. version of the show. And it's really something that so many of his shows are fundamentally about growing up and about sort of that breakthrough from being an adolescent into being an adult. And in a lot of those shows, you have your adolescent growing to adult character surrounded by a bunch of adults. And so when those shows are done at universities, you kind of get one character, one actor who's able to play that age-appropriate character. Okay. So they're really trying to create something where all of this music about growing up can be done at universities around the country, where kind of a bunch of people get a chance to be Elphaba or Pippin or the Hunchback.
Yeah. How fortunate was this for SEMO to get this opportunity? This was a big deal, right?
It was a very big deal for us to get it. And we were very fortunate. In fact, it was intended to premiere at a different university this this spring. Mm-hmm. But because of COVID, they canceled their season at the other university. And, because we had been able to demonstrate through our fall semester that we had figured out how to do productions safely, they came to us and asked us to premiere the show here.
And so you said, absolutely.
We said, absolutely. Yep.
Well, Mary, tell us what role you had and what was this production like? What was this like for you, Stu?
So the cool thing about this production was that, so I played one of the principal characters, but my name was Mary. We talked with Kit and a lot of the creators about how, like, kind of what Kit said, that the main idea of this show was to put ourselves into our characters and to really bring forth our own life experiences to create this emotional journey and arc using Stephen Schwartz's songs. So their idea behind the show was that whatever actors are going to be playing these roles, that they will use their own names and kind of use their own experiences to create this story using the same songs that we're using. So that was super exciting. It's definitely different than the traditional way of going about a production, because it obviously had never been done before. And also, there wasn't a set storyline that someone had written out for us. It was using songs that Stephen Schwartz had used in shows before and then trying to weave in an arc that we could follow along with. But it was super exciting to work on something completely new. It's something I'd never done before. So it was interesting being thrown something new every single day, and the creators were constantly being sent updated rehearsal footage and giving their feedback on stuff they wanted to change. And so it seemed like every single day we had new music and new lyrics and new everything. And so it was just had to stay on your toes.
Well, let me ask you this. So if you were taking life experience, you all are putting that into the show, was it easier or harder? Because it seems to me that if you've got your script and you just follow it, you just learn your lines and you do your thing, was this harder or easier?
It's just a hard question to answer. I think it's easier. I mean, like I said, for example, if I'm singing The Wizard and I in this show, it's different than singing The Wizard and I in the show Wicked, for example, when there's an actual wizard. And, it was hard to take songs that were put in context of shows and then singing them in a way that wasn't the real context of how they were written. So to do that, Kit worked with all of us on making sure that, okay, well, what is the wizard to you? What is, what is when you're singing out there and you're the hunchback, you're not really the hunchback. What are you seeking that's out there? What are the things that are on the horizon for you? So using those songs and the lyrics that had meaning behind them written in the context of those shows, figuring out what our own, you know, what triggers us and fuels mm-hmm. us and sets that fire in us so that we can use those to give meaning to these songs and have it still make sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So, Kit, how did this work? I know there were some Zoom meetings that happened. How did this work behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole process that, I mean, frankly, even in the first, in the 2 or 3 months before we started this production, you know, I was passing things back and forth with the writers, and as I was working with the designers and the design of the show. I mean, a big point of a first production of a show is that there are things that the writers think are going to work, and I'm also a writer, so I've had this experience, okay. but things that you think are going to work, but then once you start putting it in space and on people, you start realizing the way you thought it would work in your head is not actually okay. the way it works. So so there was a lot of times, even as we were designing the set, that there were things that we were talking about. We're unclear about how to make this transition. Can you talk to us a bit more about what your intention was, as we were talking to the writers, who was mm-hmm. Stephen, but then also Matt Cowart and Joshua Morgan and Zach Sandler, who were three of his colleagues okay. who were really working very closely with us on it. And sometimes they'd come back with an answer about what their intention was, but sometimes they'd come back and say, you know, you're absolutely right. We need to take a look at the way okay. that transition works. And that just continued all the way through once we were in rehearsals. And there were times where they were zooming in live to rehearsal and giving live feedback wow. to us as we were going. And there was a lot of other times where, you know, we talked about what we wanted to achieve in the next rehearsal. We'd rehearse, sort of videotape at the end of the day what we were able to do. Send it to them. I'd get on the phone with them, usually with Jenna Lee Moore, who's our musical director, and you know, we'd sort of talk through how this works. And sometimes they'd be giving us adjustments about, you know, can you talk to Mary and see if she can't change this in here, or can you give them a heads up? We want to reshape the way this song works, and we think it's going to be a duet by the end of this week, so just let Mary know she's going to be singing with Jocelyn by the end of this week, and then we'd get new music a few days later, and you know, that's how it would happen.
So Mary, mm-hmm. how flexible did you have to be to do this? I'm guessing really flexible.
Yes, for sure. That was something that I knew going into it, that you're going to have to stay on your toes and make sure that you are constantly ready, but I thought personally that I had a good system of, you know, taking the notes that were given to us every day and making sure I was going over them before rehearsals. And I mean, we had changes up until opening night. So, because the creators were lucky enough to fly in the few days before opening, and they were watching our rehearsals and giving us notes and stuff. So, yeah, it was up until opening night. We had new elements that were thrown at us, but it definitely, I know that it has prepared me in so many ways for the future. Yeah.
So did you have a situation, I mean, from what Kit and I talked before we sat down to talk here today, that you might practice a song with someone 2 or 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden on the fourth week, well, you're not going to sing with them now. Yep. Now you're going to do a song. How do you adapt to that? I mean, that has to be so challenging.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you're like, oh, I've been practicing like this, this way for so long, and now it's just, I'm not even singing this anymore. So of course, sometimes it's a little like, oh, but especially just when things get set in your body and in your mind, and you're so used to singing the same thing, and especially because, you know, these are songs that I've known my whole life. Right. Like, these are Stephen Schwartz songs. He's a very famous musical theater composer, and I've been into musical theater my whole life, so I know these songs. And so having like little things be changed and different people singing different parts, it's like, it wasn't just that I had learned it for a couple weeks. Like, I've known these songs forever. And so little elements that were changing, it was hard to get my body to do it. But I just a lot of hard work and got it all come together. So
now, Kit, you might speak to, I know the program has been really working on new works mm-hmm. and making sure the students can, you know, be ready for the industry. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a big part of, you know, of what the conservatory is moving towards. I mean, we're still continuing to do everything that we've done, but it's a huge part of the industry that, frankly, very few universities give students exposure to and training in. And, you know, that basically, like we said, every single show you will ever see has had this 5 or 6 year development process that it has gone through. And so part of what we are hoping to help train the students to do is to be a useful person in those rooms, you know, in terms of having the understanding of how to deal with suddenly someone's handing you new music and what do you do about it, but also how do you ethically and responsibly and respectfully share your thoughts on how things are going with the writers. And actually, we had our students, I was so impressed with how they did it this time, including I had a team of three assistant directors, all of whom were women. And one of the things, because things were shifting around in the play and going on, and at one point they came up to me and said, we just want to make sure that you and the creators have realized the way things have shifted, all of the men have solos and none of the women do. And it was like, thank you. And I told the creators, and they were like, what? That's not what we want. But right. In trying to solve other problems, that's where we'd ended up in that part of the process. And so to be able to be someone who's being aware in the room of something like that, and also being able to have a very appropriate way to share that with the creators, if we can give our students the opportunity to learn and to practice those skills, they can become very useful people in these developmental rooms. And very frequently, the people who are in those developmental rooms end up being the people who are in the original cast of the show. Wow. And so that's really what we're hoping for our students when they get out.
Excellent. Well, Kit, Mary, thank you both for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Kit Lavoie is an assistant professor of theater and dance at Southeast, and Mary McGow is a student who was in the production of Unlimited. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.